This is Father Rob Ramser from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Cleveland with a reflection on the Friday of the second week of Easter. When we see holy and good things, how does they strike us? It might sound odd. You might say, well, Father, I'm listening to a Catholic radio station. I want and I love holy and religious things. True, but what about when we're not in a holy and religious mood? When the truth of the church or revealed truth of our faith challenges a preset conception in our minds or the way we like to do something or the way we think something should be done. Remember, Christ and the truth are bigger than our own wants and needs. Today, a large crowd followed Jesus because they saw the signs. But in the first reading, when the Sanhedrin saw the signs the apostles were working, they wanted to destroy them, to kill them, because it challenged the preset conception of their hearts. Christ came to break hardened hearts open. And for us, who may be weekly churchgoers, lukewarm Catholics, quasi-believers, non-believers, it's going to strike our hearts differently too. We're all on the journey. None of us are perfected. We can't perfect ourselves. Christ calls us to holiness day by day by the way we live, and sometimes we're not going to want to listen to that call. A person who goes to church daily could be as far away from Christ as possible because it might be going out of rote, but nothing sinking down deeper into the soul. My friends, during this Eastertide, this season of joy and grace, may the truth of God sink deep into our heart and soul to change us, to not let what we did for Lent be forgotten till next Lent, to continue on that path of righteousness, to be filled with God. Otherwise, we'll get angry at the mention of his name instead of rejoicing profoundly.